Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butala.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about organizational skill at 80%, technical skill at 20%. Jill just said, you know, I disagree with your numbers.
I have different numbers.
And I said, you know, doesn't surprise me. Before we get into go ahead.
Well, no, and what's this whole thing about? So organizational, so you're talking about to run a successful business, just get through life.
All right, here's an example.
What is 80-20? What do I care? Why do I care about this?
Since you asked. Let's say you're the greatest guitarist there ever was, and you look the part, and you're ready to be a rock star. You got all the technical skill you could ever imagine. In fact, some people might even say top 25 guitarists in the planet, and you're 22. You got a good head on your shoulders. I'll tell you what's never going to happen. You being a rock star. It's not about the skill. It's about getting organized, getting in front of the right people, marketing yourself, and getting organized and setting tiny little goals for yourself and putting stuff in a calendar. And it goes, I just picked on a rock star for, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a surgeon, it doesn't matter if you're a chef. There, I constantly, even at my age, run into people who think that they're, because they're good at what they do, that it's just all going to fall in place. And it's shocking to me. And it's all walks of life. Every nationality, every gender, all of it. Every age. It's just still, Joe and I have friends who still believe that this stuff's going to happen to them because they're good at it. And that has very little to do with being successful at anything.
Okay. Well, I will have more to add to this in a few.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on a landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Mike wrote, "Hi everyone, first post. I'm new here and have no experience buying land before, but I've been selling expensive products online for several years."
That's fantastic, by the way.
"I've sent out about 2,700 rural vacant land mailers so far to 3 different counties. My first mailer was sent 8 days ago, so I haven't gotten any calls yet. I want to move on to another county for rural vacant land, but I'm having some concerns about the new to sold listing ratio. It's about 150%, which is typically a bad sign." Let me back up to see. That means that more properties are going on the market, or less properties are going on the market than are selling. So it's the inventory is growing, and you don't want that. You want the inventory getting smaller. "I downloaded the Redfin data for this county's land and with the sold listings from the last year. I was able to zero in on 2 specific zip codes within the county that I want to send mail to because of the price differences among the county.
Excellent.
I feel like I can work around the 150% of the new to sold percentage by making the following assumptions."
Want me to read the rest while you sneeze?
I'm okay. 1, if I look at pricing for those specific zip codes for all the 2 to 4 acre properties, there are 60 and 80 listings given on Redfin. This seems to be enough data.
It's way too many properties listed for sale, by the way.
If I sold by price per acre. Price per acre, there's a better new to sold ratio, like less than 100% for the top 20 lowest price per acre properties in each zip. I can ignore everything else if I base my mailer off this price per acre. 3, even if there's less than a stellar new to sold ratio, I can still move property quickly,
yep,
given I acquire it for around 20% of retail and sell it for 50%.
Okay, hold on a second. So number 3, he nailed it. Okay. If you're priced cheaper than everybody and there's still a new to sold issue, potential issue in the market, in that zip code, there, you can get over that. Here's my concern. New to sold is not supposed to be looked at on its own. You could have the most fantastic new-to-sold ratio, but your days on market are 140, and you're going to have some real problems with the mailer. That said, taking that another step further, you could have a fantastic new-to-sold ratio and 15 days on market average in a market. But I'll tell you what, if you have 42% of the property, the universe of property in that zip code or that county is listed for sale, you're going to fail. So you need to look. And I really appreciate this person, Mike, mm-hmm. is going to, Mike, no matter, you know, I'm answering the questions for everybody else, not you, because I already know how you're approaching this. You're going to be fantastically successful. But this is the episode moment where you stop what you're doing and listen. You have to look at all three statistics. New list is sold, days on market, and actual percentage of properties in the universe of properties that are for sale right now. New list is sold, you want it to be about 1-to-1. Every property that gets listed in the market that month gets sold. That's 1-to-1 ratio. That's what you're shooting for. Lower is better. Number two, days on market. Lower is better. Anything below 30, closer to 15 is better. And then third, the number of properties that are actually posted for sale as a percentage of the universe of properties. So if you got 5,000 properties in that zip code, you want way less than 1% or 1% or lower to be listed. So I appreciate your obsession bringing up yesterday's show on the sold ratio, but it's really only 33% of the deal.
May I continue?
Yeah, sorry, I had to get that out.
It's okay.
Because I want him to succeed.
Yeah. I'm going to send the mailer anyway, but I'd like to hear if anyone does something similar, since it will take me a month or so to know if I'm missing something. I didn't do the zip code approach for my other mailers, and they were much more of a shotgun approach. Thanks. It'll be fun to see how it goes. What's funny is I was going to say, when you mentioned, like, you know, you're going to do really, if you send out a mailer and there's a lot of property for sale and here you come, you're going to get a lot of response, by the way. Be ready for that. So, because they know.
I think I answered it.
You did.
Today's topic, organizational skills at 80% of what you need to do, technical skill at about 20%. This is the meat of the show. Taking my rock star or incredibly talented guitarist example to another level, let's look at it from a real estate perspective standpoint. The technical skills that you need to buy and sell real estate, in my opinion, are going to take you about 2 weeks to learn. I mean, and I think that's average. I think there's some people in our group, and I put myself
I think
that.
2 weeks is speed to learn what we do.
Let's say 2 months.
Okay, phew.
2 months to get the technical skill down. You know how, you know, you either know how to answer the phone or you don't.
Right.
You either know how to, you know, you just have the technical skill to look at a piece of real estate and say, you know what, I'm looking at three pieces of real estate. This one's probably the best. I have the best shot at this one. That's technical skill. And that's what our programs are for. What's much more difficult to teach in a program environment, which is why one of the reasons we have this podcast, because I think it takes a lot of just soaking it with the fire hose on the topic, is organizational skills and confidence and all the stuff that I think is really, really overlooked and super, super important to being successful.
Thank you. Thank you. We talked about this earlier. Like, it doesn't matter how much you know. You know, we've had people that have been in our group for a long time, people that are, you know, they know the stuff. It's just, you got to do it. That's it. So when you're ready and I can jump in, I want to give you my numbers.
I want you to jump in.
So I obviously did not title this show because I would have had a different numbers. I don't think organization is even, no offense. Organization is a point, but I think what you mean, and I hear you, I think we're on the same page. Organization is having your calendar and organized. You could still be very, very organized and have the technical still and not have the stupid inspiration and motivation to get out of bed and do it. So that's where I see it. So I think that's 60. You have to have that inspiration and the motivation. That's 60% of it. That's going to push you to do the 20% organization to benefit from the 20% of technical or wonderful skill ability that you have. You may just be the most incredible storyteller on the planet. And everybody loves getting your Christmas letters, whatever it is. There's a novel in you. And until you get, you know, and you could be motivated and do great, or not motivated, but very organized at your work. You could be a wonderful engineer, never miss a deadline. So you got organization down. You know, you've got this wonderful skill over here, but man, until you get off your butt and do it, it doesn't matter. That novel's going to stay right here.
I mean, we've all met people where it happens a lot with cooking. Like, we go to somebody's house and they cook and something, and it's like, man, I mean, you need to open a restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's, you know what? And they laugh. Usually they laugh, especially if it's like your mom or your grandmother. what are you talking about at a restaurant? All I want to do is feed you people and make you happy. So
the and that's okay.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. They got the technical skill licked. But, you know, they have just what Jill said. They don't have any motivation and interest at all in taking it to any other level than right there. Mm-hmm. So you're right. It's that fire inside of you that's like, I got to let the world know about this. Mm-hmm. You know, I see that with writers too. Like every once in a while, you write some stuff that somebody read and it's like, wow. Like, you really need to just stop what you're doing and write a novel. You're a fantastic natural writer. And they look at you a little cross-eyed. Like, that. I was writing for myself. I wasn't really writing for anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Those are the best.
When it comes to real estate or any type of money-making endeavor, mm-hmm. I see everybody doing it. Everybody. Just, they're focusing on this mechanical skill. And they're not focusing on getting it done or making sure that they're staying sufficiently motivated. Or maybe they weren't motivated in the first place. They shouldn't have gotten into it in the first place.
Well, let me back it up.
Because if they're not good at that, and not sufficiently motivated, and they have the greatest technical skill, whatever they try next, same thing.
Well, I see more so there's a fear that gets in the way. That's really what I see. People come in, they're excited, they're getting on the calls. They appear to be motivated, right? They're doing all the stuff. They're communicating in our group. They got the education. They're looking at things, but then they're looking at it again, and then they're overanalyzing and analyzing, and they analyze stuff so much that they never pick a zip code and never get the mail out. So there, I think that there's also one thing you have to just kind of be aware of is there's often little fears that creep up, and you got to figure out what they are and address them, or that's what's stopping the motivation traditionally. It doesn't matter about the organization and the technical part.
I was talking to a buddy of mine last weekend, and I said, I'm in the worst shape of my life ever, like ever since I've ever been that I can remember it. And this is a former Marine, like decorated officer Marine. And he said, me too. And I said, I'll tell you, the only way that I'll ever get in shape ever, that only thing that has worked for me ever is not dieting or getting on a treadmill in the morning or anything. It's joining some type of boot camp environment where I know it's going to be like 90 days or some number, 45 days, going there every morning or whatever they tell me, every morning, every other morning, getting yelled at. Like, I need to get yelled at like a little child about how I'm failing. And then I've got 43 days, then I've got 40 days, you know, and immersing myself in that environment. That's the only way anything's going to get done because, you know, and so I don't know what the correlation is for somebody out there. This is the way that they're buying and selling real estate or having a successful career. They have to immerse themselves into it. For whatever reason, I have the self-control and the discipline to immerse myself in something like buying and selling real estate, but not getting in shape.
Interesting.
So, Miss Inspiration, what's my problem? I'll pay you $45.
You know what's so funny? Yeah, great. Thanks. That's not my going rate.
Oh, what is it?
No, it's more than that.
Okay.
Anyway. No, what's funny is something holding you back. Because we've talked every time
you've feelings.
Well, every time you and I'll tell you, every time you've this makes me right want to write a note. Like, we talked about bringing our own personal trainer in the mornings and working with us. And I said, yes, 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 and yes. And you said, I'll take over it. And I said, great. But something's holding you back on that. And I don't know why.
Okay, princess, why don't you call it? Make the call because I'll show up for that. See?
No, my point is
you don't want to do it.
No, I will do it, but I don't want to do the work and set it up. I'm actually too flippin' busy right now. Oh, and I know you are too, but
no,
you know what?
I'm not too busy to call, you know. I'm not too busy to call.
Do you know what else, though?
The Hulk and tell him to show up at our house.
All right,
three times a week.
Okay, so we're going to rock, paper, scissors this because neither of us wants to make the call.
I'll do it. You know why I haven't done this?
I don't want to do the work.
The only reason I haven't done this is because I'm going to find somebody who's going to half murder me.
That's fine.
Are you okay with that?
Yes, because I want to be over here. They're going to train me the way I want to be trained. A good trainer doesn't have one way of doing it. They're going to go, Steven, what works for you? Great. Jill, what works for you? Great. Let's go.
We don't need to rock. I mean, we can do it, but I will make that call.
I want you to. Excuse us while we have our own little family meeting here.
We're doing it on camera, too.
I know we are.
Like, I'm serious. Back down now.
Because here's my thing. I am sick and tired of interviewing, no offense, But it seems
sick
like
and tired of what?
Interviewing. A lot of the interviewing seems to fall on me. For most of the roles in our companies fall on me. So when you volunteered to interview for this position, I said, kick ass, yes, please. Sorry.
Done.
Said that. So I would really, it would really make me happy if you did it. And if they're at our, if they're standing here on our patio at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, fine. I'll be there. I'll do it.
All right,
and
Jill,
I know that they're going to train
shake
you.
Shake on it. On a shot.
I will. And you're going right. You're going to do the, they're going to train you your way, which is, that's the way it should be. And they're going to train me in the way I want to be trained. Whatever works for you, because you're pickier about this, I think, than I am, too.
All right.
So I want you to pick it. That's my other reason that I don't want to make the call. Because whoever I have show up, you're going to go, really?
That's exactly what's going to happen.
See? That's why I can't do it.
We need somebody who's, I need somebody with the mallet.
So please
I need Thor.
Please do that. Thank you for letting us, thank you for letting us use your time today to work out our own. You know what's going to be funny now? Now everybody watching, you're going to be like, all right, we need to see this. We need to see results.
That's what's sad.
All right.
I have to follow through now.
Yeah, you do. This is really, really good. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, catch us on the House Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy Show is called Finding the Perfect Zip Code, a step-by-step walkthrough by me. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
This, okay,
this is
serious.
What we need. You know what? This is perfect for this topic. I don't think we're wasting anybody's time.
Thank you.
We're sitting here saying, you know what? For whatever reason,
we're falling down.
We don't struggle, you and I, with getting up in the morning, and I mean literally our ground feet hit the ground with our feet running when it comes to business and starting new companies and money stuff and working with each other and all of that and running a family. I enjoy it and for 98% of the time. But I can't get a trainer in here.
You haven't tried.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's what you said in the show.
Yeah.
You just, you know, I'm not, it's just not a natural thing to do. So I'm going to force myself to do it.
I love it.
And apparently you're going to come along.
I am. I want to. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.